Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
This is Internet Marketing. Hello everyone and welcome to episode 119 of Internet Marketing, brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. I'm Andy White and I'm with Mr.
Kelvin Newman. You know you hadn't forgot my name again, Andy, had you? You'd think after all this time you'd
I haven't forgotten your name, Derek.
What's that, Joe? Yeah.
But I'm very, very privileged today because Mr. Newman has allowed me to sit in on one of his legendary brain dumps.
Basically what I'm going to be talking about today is I was very fortunate a couple of weeks ago to be invited to an event in Nice, a conference being organised by the ICMA. The ICMA, the International Classified Media Association, and they're a kind of trade body and organization that kind of represent all the classified websites and offline businesses all around the world. Now, I've been lucky to talk at a couple of events of theirs in the past, but this particular event, I was talking about curing some of the SEO problems and woes that particularly affect classified businesses. And I thought it was quite an interesting presentation because I know a lot of the people listening won't be running classified websites in their various shapes or forms. But I do think many of the issues and many of the potential, you know, solutions to those issues are actually quite universal. So although in the presentation I'm going to be talking about some of the issues that affect classified businesses, you know, they're equally applicable, I think, in most cases to many businesses. And I think there's lessons we can all learn from them. So if you're not a classified owner, I hope there'll be plenty you can take from this. If you are, luck's in, you've got a good talk and podcast specifically about your issues. Now, one of the big problems, and this is the same for pretty much any big, complicated website of any shape or form, is that it can be very difficult to get small changes implemented, and they can actually take a huge amount of time. Now, we've had clients that I've worked with at Site Visibility who have complicated, you know, content management systems and websites that, you know, to make a change in, it takes 3 or 4 months to lobby for that change, to get the resource to make that change, and then 3 or 4 months to get that rolled out, tested, and then live on the site. Now, this can be for really small changes, like small content changes or little tweaks in the way a dynamic URL's written, or all these types of things. And this is an issue that's really common to classified sites because there's a huge amount of infrastructure that needs to go on behind the scenes to make a classified website work. It might need to collaborate and work with an offline phone. You know, you've got a call center where people are calling in and making up adverts. It could be that you've got, you know, a sales force who are used to filling in forms in certain ways that have always been there. It could be that you're dealing with, you know, hundreds of thousands of classified adverts being created every day. Can you imagine eBay, the number of listings that they have to deal with on a daily basis? Making any small changes to that can be, you know, really complicated. And you've got a whole archive going there as well. That's a real common issue for those people. So really, if you're dealing with that type of challenge, if you're working in an organization that's got a website that's very difficult to change, or perhaps you're not working in a big organization that's got a big complicated system to change, it's just you're a designer, you're not able to make all these changes, you need to really concentrate on what it is, the changes that need to be made that you can't live without. And I think with every possible SEO recommendation or conversion rate optimization tip, or basically any change you need to make to a website, you should be trying to prioritize them and trying to make a business case for each of those recommendations that you're concentrating on. Now, if you're not sure what your priority should be, that can be a challenge, but try and prioritize them, because if you're asking for 101 things, it's going to take a lot longer than if you're asking for 101 things in an order of most important, and which ones you consider to be mission critical, which ones you consider to be urgent, which ones you consider to be, you know, preferable, which ones you consider to be kind of best practice. And if you've kind of got that list and divided up in terms of priority, it's much easier for you to convince people that they ought to be investing their time to make these changes. My real tip would be as well to try and get the homepage right first. If you can get nothing else right, make sure your homepage is really well optimized. You've got a really good title tag. You've got really good body content that can be, you know, spied by the search engines. You know, it's really difficult on a big website to get every single page of your, you know, your site well optimized. But just make sure your homepage is right, because it's your shop window on the world. It's the page that Google are going to take most seriously. It's the page that's got the most inbound links pointing to it. It's probably the page, well, it's almost certainly the page that gets the most traffic. So really make sure that you've got that right. So you've got good title tags, you've got good content there, and substantial amounts of it as well. Too many homepages only have, like, I don't know, 100 words on it, and none of those 100 words actually explain what it is that you do. Make sure you've got that there on the page. You've got images on your page. Are they marked up with good alt text and all that kind of thing, really? That's what's really important. Get the homepage right first, get that sorted, and then worry about the pages below that. It's also quite amazing what you can achieve off-site as well. We've worked with, you know, as I said, websites that have, you know, real, you know, betting and, you know, gambling websites that the infrastructure is really, really difficult to change. And you know, there's ramifications of that. A small, what might seem to me as an SEO person, a small change could have huge ramifications all down the line for, you know, hundreds of different sides of the business. And, you know, there's a couple of particular websites we've worked on for clients where we've only been doing link building. We've managed to get the homepage reasonably well optimized, and then we've just been doing link building. And, you know, we've been able to hit really, really popular keywords just by getting link building right. You know, the kind of phrases that, you know, as an agency we can be really proud of. And I don't want to say now, because I'll curse it and it will drop down, but there's, you know, one particular example recently of a client campaign where it's, I think, probably one of the five or six most competitive single word terms in the world of SEO, and we were able to get into number one without making the kind of changes that we would normally want to make to the site, just by sticking with reliable, predictable, you know, sensible link building tactics. So if you've got your homepage right and you're building links, you'd be surprised how far you can get in a lot of cases. So although there might be 1,000 things you could improve on your website, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to get them all sorted in order to do a good job. The next challenge that can be particularly an issue for classified websites, but for any website that's of a certain size, is that there's just too many keywords to track the rankings. Now, we always talk about how, you know, you shouldn't report only on your rankings, you know, where you rank on Google for your key phrases, because you get personalization, which means that different people see different results in certain times. Google are constantly shifting them, so there's no such thing as a definite position. You're not definitely number one. You might be three in some people's search results, you might be two in other people's, and you might be, you know, one. You will vary where you rank. But it can be particularly difficult to track if you're, like, you know, a big classified site, you've got loads of different areas of it. How do you track all those different keywords that you've got to go after? Well, my first tip is to look at how many keywords are sending you traffic. Now, this is a really easy report to get out of Google Analytics, where you just go to your keyword. So you go into Google Analytics, you go into traffic sources, and you go into keywords. You're probably going to want to specify whether it's paid or non-paid here. So I would say go to non-paid. Then it will give you the number of visits and how many keywords that sent them. So it might be you've got 100,000 visits from 2,000 keywords. Now, if you're not able to track all your keywords because you've got so many of them, you can't set up, you know, Raven or Web Position Gold or Advanced Web Ranking to track all your keywords because there's just too many of them. Have a look at that number, because if that's increasing, so last month 1,500 keywords sent you traffic, this month 2,000 keywords sent you traffic, that's a good indication that your SEO is doing well. Mm. The absolute number's important, but that will vary based on seasonal trends. If you've got lots of keywords, look at the number of keywords, because if that's going up, you're doing good. If that's going down, you're not doing so good. This is a kind of fairly simple way to work around that. Another very frequent issue is your site's too diverse to include all the keywords. So, you know, if you're selling one area of the site, motorbikes, then you're selling children's books and you're selling furniture. You know, it can be quite difficult to know what keywords do you target on your homepage if you're covering these hugely diverse different areas.
Sorry, Kevin. Yep. I'm nervous. I didn't want to interrupt.
No, go for it. Go for it.
I thought, because we're talking about the homepage here, aren't we? Because normally with other pages, you can kind of hone them down a bit.
Yeah,
you
can do. You can do. But even so, it's the kind of, well, so say, how do you decide if you've got 100 product categories?
Yeah.
What do you talk about on the homepage? Do you talk about all, you know, you can't target all of those on the homepage and no. It can be really difficult. And what if those 100 product categories are really, really different? You know, Google tend to favor websites that focus on a particular area. Mm. So that, you know, that can be the problem. One option is to consider subdomains. That's kind of the route that eBay have gone. So you've got ebay.com, but then you've almost got sports.ebay.com. Mm. You see what I mean? And that can kind of help as well. Subdomains are sort of seen, they're kind of a middle house. So it's not like a separate domain if you called it ebaycars.com. I think ebaymotors.co.uk is actually a separate separate URL.
We've talked about this before.
Yeah. And subdomain's kind of a, you get a little bit of the benefit of being on the main domain, but you can be seen as separate. And each subdomain could cover each of those different areas that you're targeting and allow you to be that, you know, so, you know, motors.kelvin.com is all about cars. And then...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You know, furniture.kelvin.com is all about furniture.
Yeah.
And having that kind of clear focus for what areas are about and which keywords you're targeting can actually really help you. And that's one possibility there as well. And Google like niche sites. So you tend to perform better if there's a clear keyword focus across the whole site. Now, this comes with a caveat, and we've talked about this before, is that in many cases, people go out and buy too many domains and then their attentions are split too far. So they're, you know, they're not getting enough links to all of the domains. This is, you know, really for those big classified sites that have lots of links, have lots of content, like lots, tens of thousands of pages. There it makes sense to have those separate subdomains because Google like that keyword focus there. But for many of our listeners, if you're dealing with a smaller, you know, type of website, you know, going down the subdomain and separate domain route might not be a good idea. But for these classified people that I was talking to, in most cases, it makes a lot of sense. Now, this is probably very much a specific classified issue, but it can also be the case for any website that's got expiring content. So perhaps you're a job website and the jobs listings perform very well. Or, you know, you've got any content that expires after a period of time. So, for example, maybe you've got an events page and your event, say like SMX conference, yeah? So you've got SMX London and your page from SMX London 2010 ranks now, but it's 2011 and all that content's irrelevant. Now, do you delete that page? Do you redirect it? You know, what do you do with that content that's expiring? Well, I would say keep those listings live because they've got some kind of, you know, equity there. But change the content of the page with links to the category above and maybe a search result. So if someone does land on this expired job, this expired item for sale, or this event that's, you know, happened in the past, it's easy for them to get to the equivalent new content, but you've done it there. Another option is to free one up a level. So you go, okay, well, this listing has expired. That's 301, so that's permanently redirect this to the category page above. That's not ideal because those pages probably didn't have many external links, and when you 301 redirect them, any rankings that they've got probably won't always transfer up to the category level. So that one's a little bit more complicated, but it is a possibility to consider as well. Another very common issue for lots of websites, particularly like in the real estate sector as well, is where you've got external duplication. So where your content that's on your website is available on another website. And if that's the case, where Google is seeing two lots of content that's very, very similar, they tend to go with the one that's the most trusted, the one that they know the best. And if you're not that website, that's a real shame. You've got this content there, but you're not getting the credit for it. So what can you do about that? Well, first of all, on these pages that you know potentially is duplicated elsewhere, what copy can you add to that to make it more unique? To make it more different, perhaps it's a kind of you know, on every page of your site you have an extra field that doesn't appear on another one that they have to put some content into, or maybe you're getting members of your team to write content that, you know, varies around the site but increases the originality of each individual page. You can also try and discourage people from cutting and pasting content into your site. Now, that might be just by having different categories, so you don't have exactly the same categories, but that might have a usability impact. Perhaps before you let someone submit your content, you could set this up like in your system so it checks to see if that exact same content is anywhere else on the web. That might help you in that case. Again, this might have usability impacts, but from a search perspective, the more original your content, the better. So you could discourage people from cutting and pasting, even by maybe adding a little bit of text to your field saying, are you cutting and pasting this on another website? Have you considered it might be, you know, might be better to make it unique to the, you know, you can do these kind of things. You also get internal duplication a huge amount as well. So that's where same content is available on multiple pages of your site. Now, external duplication is where it's available on other people's site, internal where it's on your site. Now, that might be, for example, on a classified website where they have, so maybe like you're looking at a motor site, right? So they've got diesel, estate, Volvos, and that's the categorization that they've got. On another one, you've got diesel cars, Volvos, and actually, because most Volvos are estates, you know, the two listings are actually kind of very similar there. And you've got each page listed in each individual category. That can be a problem because if Google are looking at your site and there's two pages that look the same in two different locations, how do they know which one's the right one to show?
Yeah, which one's the canonical
one? Yeah, which one's the right one? So yeah, you're right there. The canonical tag is a good way of solving that. So that's where you say, the canonical tag is worth doing some research if you've got these type of problems. Essentially, it's a little piece of code you add to your page that only the search engines can see that tell you where the definitive version of a page is. And if you've got that kind of multifaceted navigation, it can help you deal with that. It's not the perfect solution, but it does work quite well in most cases.
Is this an HTML tag or an HTML5 tag or something else?
It's just kind of a simple code that says that, you know, you pop it in the header and it says rel canonical and where the original version of the page is.
All right, brilliant.
So it's worth some people add that to their site anyway, just to, you know, in case by accident that somehow this page ends up somewhere else, that it always points back to the default version. It's worth considering that anyway. Another challenge, particularly for classified websites, but I'm sure a lot of people can identify with this, is that nobody links to classified websites. So I would say, well, what can you encourage your sellers or your users of your site to link? So maybe, you know, on a real estate website, you can add a button that says our property is listed on this page and so on and so forth. And maybe adding social media buttons that say link to this on Twitter or Facebook. Those aren't the most valuable links, but they do all add up over time to your SEO abilities. Also considering, can you syndicate your listings with widgets? So can you get another website to include adverts that are featured on your website if you're a classified one, you know, on a different website? Also, could you So say you are a classified site, right? You have this great technology that allows you to run a classified website. In a lot of cases, it's been built internally, and a lot of time has been invested in that. Could you go out to other people and say, you can use this software, providing you credit us as the source of it? So go to forums where they've kind of got a bit of a semi-functional classified area of the site and say, well, we'll allow you to use our software as long as you credit at the bottom of the page a link that says this was powered by us. That can be a great way to get links for classified sites. Another problem. Now, we talked about their issues where people are not doing well on Google and what could be the problem. A very common problem can be actually that you're too reliant on Google, that that's your only real source of traffic. And this does happen. Companies do really, really well at SEO, and that's their only real source of traffic. I would say if more than 40% of your traffic comes from search, particularly if 40% of your traffic comes from natural search, you need to diversify, because we've seen recently, and we've talked about the Google Farmer / Panda update that's kind of hit classified websites. It's hit, you know, all kinds of different websites. These changes can happen. Now, in that case, yes, there was a lot of forward indication that there might be these types of changes being made. But what if you're one of those businesses that, you know, lose 90% of their traffic overnight? And if 90% of your, sorry, lose 90% of their SEO traffic overnight, and it does happen. If that's like more than 50% of your business, that's substantial. I love search marketing, and I love the potential traffic that can send to your business. But I don't think any business should be wholly reliant on any one source of traffic, particularly if that's a third party who you don't really have any control over. So, that's just a real quick run through of what I think are some of the biggest problems for classified websites, and you know, some potential solutions to them. And hopefully, that's been kind of quite useful for people generally in terms of, you know, possible things that they might need to think about and possible solutions for them.
Been an eye-opener for me, Kelvin, and it's been a privilege to sit in on one of your classic brain dumps.
Normally I lock myself in a room away on my own and talk myself till I'm blue in the face, but it is quite nice to have Andy sat across the table nodding smiling and telling me that I'm on the right track.
Okay, Kelvin, so you can now replace the top of your cranium and put your brain away. So, yes, I've been a very quiet Andy White.
And I've been a very talkative and enjoying the sound of my own voice, Kelvin Newman.
A very brain-dumpish Kelvin Newman. And, yes, that's the end of... I hope it's not the end of the series, but it's the end of today's show.
Yes, particular episode. We will be back with more in probably about a week's time.
Brought to you by Site Visibility, and we'll see you again next time. Bye-bye. Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on the internet at www.internetmarketingpodcast.org, where you'll find show notes, links, and instructions on how to subscribe. We would absolutely love to get feedback, comments, and questions from you. If you want to send an email, send it to kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com. Also, feel free to comment on the website. And if you'd like to use our voice line number, if you're outside of the UK, it's +44 1273 256 150. If you're inside the UK, it's 01273 256 150. And you can leave a voice comment or question and we'll play it on the show. Also, we would absolutely be delighted if you would give us a rating on iTunes itself. Well, that's it for now. Andy White signing off until next week on Internet Marketing.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.